proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello and welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Monday, May 18th, 2015. As you know, there are major cases before the Supreme Court which may make marriage equality the law of the land in June of 2015. On Wednesday, March 27, 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the oral arguments of United States v. Windsor. Having heard Hollingsworth v. Perry the preceding day, which resulted later in the year, the overturning of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and the upholding of the unconstitutionality of California's Proposition 8. Also, on March 27th of 2013, throughout the United States, communities rallied in support of marriage equality, on which date almost 1,000 people gathered across the street from Palm Springs City Hall. I was on hand at the event, and to add historical context to the cases before the Supreme Court now, I present an encore of the interviews I did that day and of all the speeches given that day. Coming up in this episode, the Supreme Court and marriage equality, an historic rally flashback. After this, I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAIDSProject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And welcome back to Nicholas Snow Live for Monday, May 18th. This is an historic look back at the Supreme Court and marriage equality. As I mentioned at the top of the show, on Wednesday, March 27th, 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the oral arguments of United States v. Windsor, having heard Hollingsworth v. Perry the preceding day, which resulted later in the year the overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act and the upholding of the unconstitutionality of California's Proposition 8. Also on March 27, 2013, in communities across the United States, people rallied in support of marriage equality, including almost 1,000 people that gathered across the street from Palm Springs City Hall. I was there, and in this episode, I bring you an historic look back at the speeches that were given that day, but also I did some unscheduled interviews with a longtime lesbian activist, Melinda Tremaglio, a married couple that happened to get married during that window of opportunity when 18,000 couples got married in the state of California. I interviewed Richard Noble, who walked across the U.S. carrying a rainbow flag, and then I bring you all of the scheduled speeches for that day, and all of the people that give speeches are introduced, of course, during the broadcast. So, enjoy.
So I'm here leading up to the Marriage Equality Rally in Palm Springs on the 26th of March, and I bumped into Melinda Tremaglio, who, along with me, are gay television pioneers dating back into the 80s, and actually Melinda beat me to it. She's one of my mentors in the gay TV space, but Melinda, before I started recording our conversation, we were just talking about how astounded we are that this day is even happening in our lifetime.
I spent today listening to C-SPAN so I could hear the argument of these justices and the attorneys representing Prop 8, state of California. It was so interesting that it was even being talked about. So I am overwhelmed with joy that today I'm here to celebrate. As the president of the National Organization of Women and as a gay woman and fighting for equal rights for the past 30 years, which to me are today, are civil rights. That's what to me it is about. I have learned that it's all about civil rights.
It's astounding. And whoever thought that the fight for marriage equality would have excelled as fast as it has. I mean, if you compare the U.S. to the rest of the world, I mean, we're currently behind the times in so many ways. But if you look at the change that has happened within the U.S., it's astounding how quickly it's moving along.
No, because there's 13 countries now that accept same-sex marriages. It is moving along. Civil rights take time. Same-sex marriages here, they're going to decide by June. I am my confidence is high as to Prop 8 will be overturned, and also will JOMA. So that my confidence is high. I think there's enough justices that will get it.
It's a new gay dawning.
I like that, Nicholas. I like that. I can't wait. I only wish I had someone to marry.
Well, same here. Same here. Well, you know what? There's hope.
There's hope.
Keep hope alive.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melinda. So for my listeners, please introduce yourself.
My name is John French.
I'm Jim Haskins.
And we have been together, this is our 25th year. And we were married in July of 2008. And we're here to help make that possible again for all our brothers and sisters who want to get married.
So you were one of the 18,000 couples in California whose marriage was upheld?
Yes, that's correct. Indeed. And we're hoping it stays that way.
Yes, we're hoping it stays that way. Yes.
Well, it will stay that way for the 18,000, but hopefully it becomes that way for everyone else.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking of the worst possible scenario, but I think you're right. We're not too worried about that. But getting other people included, that's our main concern.
So how are you feeling at this moment?
Excited about the whole case and what's going on.
hopeful. Feel very hopeful. We're getting there. It's coming. If it's not at this point, it's coming. It's unstoppable. And we'll keep working to see that that happens.
Well, congratulations on your 25 years together and your, what, 5 years married, coming up on your 5th anniversary?
That's right, on July 3rd in beautiful downtown Indio.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'm here with Richard Noble, who actually walked across the United States of America carrying a rainbow flag. For those who are not aware of your historic walk, just give a recap about what you did and why.
Well, the impetus for the walk was a broken heart over LGBT youth that have committed suicide in 2011. And being a victim of bullying myself, I decided that I just had visions and meditation that seeing the rainbow flag walked across the U.S. At first I thought I was a little insane with the idea, but it was just such a beautiful idea that I pursued it. Up until the point where on March 12, 2011, I left by foot from the Golden Gate Bridge of San Francisco and headed 2,700 miles across the U.S., which took 15 months to Jacksonville Beach, Florida. I adopted a dog on the way and spoke to city councils, had LGBT Civil Rights Equality Day proclamations by mayors and tribal presidents, not just marriage equality, but sexual orientation and gender identity added to all of America's civil rights laws, including that of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Fearing for my life, not knowing if I'd be murdered, beat up, or robbed, I'm proud to announce that through Facebook and networking, people came out of the woodwork. I was supported by people, by and large, all across America, who just came out of the blue to offer me food, places to stay, embrace the rainbow flag, especially the younger generations. Just love to see that rainbow flag was being walked through their town or across their state in this country. And I think it brought a lot of sense of freedom and pride to our people, and definitely a message of full civil rights equality, uncompromising on that message.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio.
Thank you all for being here, and San Diego had 350 people at theirs, and LA had 400 people. And we already are over 450 people. We probably won't keep up with San Francisco, but for Southern California, this is an amazing, amazing turnout. Thank you all for coming. I'm George Zander. I'm field manager for Equality California.
And my name's Terry Applegate. I was the 018 field director here in the Coachella Valley.
So, the reason we're here, and probably all of you know this, and you've probably been glued through all kinds of media all day, but the reason we're here is solidarity with over 200 other peaceful rallies and large crowds in front of the Supreme Court all around this nation. And amazing to witness some of the places these rallies occur: Gulfport, Mississippi, Casper, Wyoming, Elkhart, Indiana, not just the blue places. So that is a really important part of our movement. And we are here representing the diversity of our support in the Coachella Valley. And that is what we're here to show those nine folks on the Supreme Court, how diverse our support is in this issue of marriage for everyone. So thank you all for coming. We're going to have some incredible speakers talk to you about their reasons for being here and why they're here, and they're going to knock your socks off. So I want to do a couple things. I want to thank, we had sponsors, and what the sponsors did in some cases was give us a little bit of money, but also get the word out about this rally. And it was Equality California, the Human Rights Campaign, National
Center for Listening Rights.
Thank you. I always get the NCLR part. PFLAG, Trio Restaurant, the LGBT Center of the Desert, Desert Stonewall Democrats, the Democrats of the Desert, ACLU of the Coachella Valley, and Safe Schools in the desert cities, and the Coachella Valley transgendered community, and also the Desert Daily Guide, who created our signs that say married and not married yet. So thank you all. And we had an incredible committee. The reason I know it was incredible was we met once. It was perfect. We met once and did everything else through email and Facebook, and look what happened. It was great. So, committee members, if you would wave your hands out there, you did a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you. So we are here tonight to stand in peace and harmony, and along with that, I don't see anyone yet, but if someone is here who protests or disagrees with us for some reason, we have our officers over here standing by to watch over them, but also let them be. They have a perfect right to be there. It's public land. They aren't here yet. Yeah. So that's a good sign, too. So today and tomorrow, as you know, are huge days. For those of us who've been working in this movement, and I've talked to many of you, and I know many of you, for, shall we say, over 40 years in general, unbelievable that we've come to this point. And all of us in this place have worked hard in our own way to get here. So the last thing I want to ask you to do is give yourself a big roar of applause.
Wonderful opportunity to get married on June 21st, 2008. Unfortunately, my wife is at work right now. But when we got married, we had a wedding. We did not have a gay wedding. We did not have a same-sex wedding. And when we got our marriage license, we had a marriage license, not a gay marriage license or a same-sex license. And I just want to reiterate that point, because we're fighting for marriage. Marriage equality, but not gay marriage or not same-sex marriage. We're here to marriage. I want to introduce Carol and Mike Galassa from Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. One of the things that I find incredible is that PFLAG 10, 15 years ago helped start this discussion on marriage equality. I remember back in the Bay Area in the 90s when we talked about civil unions, and maybe it wasn't time, and I could say, no, it's time. But, and when our community started to talk about marriage, and I remember several of our leaders said, no, it's not time. And who was the voice that said, I want to be at my daughter's and son's weddings, and it was PFLAG. So I welcome Carol and Mike. They are wonderful leaders here in the Coachella Valley, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Carol. Carol and I started at PFLAG back in Seattle, and George was there, and we remember him well. It was a difficult time back there, but when we started, there were people who had been there decades before we were there. And now that we're at this point where maybe something important is going to happen, I want to remember all those people in the past who stood up, even when it was very difficult and maybe even dangerous. They're not, many of them are not here today, but you are, and we're all going to celebrate together that things are going to change finally in this country. I can feel it. We might not get everything we want out of this, out of these next 2 days, but I'm getting too old to have to wait too much longer. I want to still be able to have the strength to walk my daughter down that aisle. They've been together 19 years. I think it's time. We have worked hard on this issue. We have had so many disappointments along the way. We've lost initiatives, and we were out demonstrating, and we didn't get what we wanted all the time. But you know what? We always move forward. And there was always education. People always learned. And slowly but surely, we're at the point where we are today. PFLAG will never, ever forget that we have a role to play in this community because we really care about our family and friends. We're not going to give up. It's so grateful to see all of you here. No matter what happens, we're going to still be there. We're never going to lose because we don't give up. Thank you.
David Sanchez.
There he is.
Okay. Yay.
David Sanchez is here, and I don't know how many of you folks know him. He's a resident with his partner in Rancho Mirage, and until recently, he was president of the California Teachers Union, the largest teachers union in California, and the CTA was clearly one of the largest donors to the No on 8 campaign while he was president. No coincidence. So he also was honored at the Harvey Milk Day breakfast last year, 2012. And I want to throw out a little plug. May 23rd, 2013, tickets are already on sale. Harvey Milk Day breakfast, and our featured speaker at the Downtown Hilton is Judge Vaughn Walker. And it's going to be just a few days before the Supreme Court makes their decision. So I would go ahead and rush to the Palm Springs Pride site / Harvey Milk Day and buy your $35 ticket now because I think we'll be sold out. Thank you, David.
Yay, thank you very much.
Right, good afternoon, Palm Springs. Let's make some noise. Come on. Welcome. I'm David Sanchez. I'm a retired kindergarten teacher as of 2011. And prior to that, for 12 years, I was in a leadership capacity with the California Teachers Association. The last 4 years, serving as the president of the CTA, representing 325,000 educators throughout the state of California. I'm also their first openly gay president that they've ever had in its 145-year history of the CTA. So it was a big moment for us to get to that position. You have to know, folks, that back in 2008, when we took on the position to take the no on Prop 8, that was a big, big decision for California's teachers up and down the state. It was very divisive at that time, as you can all remember. But you need to know that California's educators knew what to do. They knew that they had to do the right thing, because if anything, we believe in what we teach in our classrooms is about human and civil rights. This is a human and civil rights issue where the haves and the have-nots should not be of any part of our system here in the state of California. We should have equal access for all people, no matter who or what you are. And that's what we teach our kids, and that's what we believe at CTA. So in 2008, the California Teachers Association took the no on Prop 8 position, and we donated from our money $1.25 million on the No on Prop 8 campaign, the largest contribution a labor organization gave to the No on Prop 8 campaign. Needless to say, my year, that summer and that fall when that happened, my emails were like 300 or 400 a day from folks who were pretty pissed off at teachers for taking that position. But I was very, very happy to go to editorial boards, to go before angry supporters of the Yes on Prop 8, to speak at church groups, be able to speak to anybody about why we took the position that we did. Teachers believed that this was the right thing to do. Our mission statement in CTA is human and civil rights. And the next time you see a California school teacher, thank them for what they did back in 2008. We are not finished with the struggles that we face as members of the LGBT community. There's a lot more for us to do after this. But, you know, we talked about Harvey Milk. That guy gave us a lot of hope. And we try to teach hope in our classrooms. And if anything today, we need to continue that hope that the Supreme Court will make the right decision. I am hopeful that they will. Thank you very much. Okay. This is a duo that's got together. We've talked a lot, but we've never rehearsed this. Okay. I want to invite an amazing couple for you to meet. Kate and Hal Castle. This amazing couple moved here from Northern California, are now very involved in the Coachella Valley with many communities, including the LGBT community, and where they've been involved their whole life. And I wanted you to hear their perfect story of being incredible straight allies. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kate Castle, and I wrote something down, but it's hard for me to speak because I really want to speak from my heart. This issue has been a part of my family, as it is for a lot of people in this organization, in this group, my whole life. And it was at a time in 2004, which you may remember, where a lot of couples were given an opportunity to get married. And my brother and his partner were able to get married. But my brother's partner was not able to get married to his partner. Mm-hmm. And so the two of them were one of the first six people who came forward and filed a suit against the state of California because their rights were taken away. And so I honor them, Josh Reimer and Tim Frazier, at this moment because I'm very proud to say I'm a straight ally. Thank you.
George wanted me up here too, and I said, I don't know what to talk about. But he said, come anyway. The only thing that I can really talk about is my past. I lived in the Oakland Hills, a small town called Montclair near the Claremont Hotel, or the Hotel Claremont, depending on how you say it. And in 1959, two of my best friends that lived on the street moved away. So I lost two good friends. And my mom said to me, Hal, you gotta have more friends. So I said, all right. So I went to class, and there was one guy there that I liked, and I asked him to come over to the house and meet the family and see how it went. And so we planned, I believe it was on a Friday, And we had behind the house, we had a hill, a very steep hill, about 25 degrees. It was very grassy, and we would get in cardboard boxes and would be going down the hill and having a great time. It was wonderful. Great childhood. And then my mom wasn't home. She was at a bridge club meeting, and my mom and dad finally came home later. He was there and got to meet them, and then his mom picked him up. And they both came to me and they said, "Hal, it's nice that you brought a friend home from school," they said, "but he's black." I was stunned. I couldn't answer it. It spoke volumes about my parents believing, I guess, in a hierarchy, something that I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. But that's the way it was. That's the family I came out of. But it is a cycle, I can say, that we sure didn't pass down to our daughter in any way, shape, or form. And that's the way it is.
Our daughter was president of her GSA club. And she was the straight ally, so I'm proud of that. So thank you, everyone.
Okay, speaking of straight allies, we now have one of our own straight allies in Congress. Congressman Dr. Raul Ruiz, would you come forward? We have Scott Hines, the mayor of Rancho Mirage, who should come up to the prep. And Ginny Folk, mayor pro tem of Palm Springs. Eduardo Garcia, mayor of Coachella.
Greg Pettis.
And Greg Pettis from the Cathedral City City Council. Come on up. These folks have been amazing in their cities and towns in this valley in support. When we opened the Equality California office in 2009, they were there from the beginning. And so we honor them as well for all their public service for our community.
When is a politician hesitant to speak?
No, I'm not hesitant to speak. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about, right, guys? You know, I've never been bashful to talk about marriage equality, never been bashful to stand up for the things that we know is right, never been bashful to speak up for people who want to have a better life and in their homes and in their communities in this country. And so first and foremost, what I want to say from the bottom of my heart, if you were standing up here and you could see all the beautiful people here, it is just very touching. And it's also one of those really penetrating feelings that I have to greatly express the gratitude that I have for all and every each and one of you who work so hard to make sure that your voices are heard, to work so hard in organizing in your communities and your organizations to make sure that the LGBT community's voices are heard and everybody deserves to be respected. You know, I recently went to a conference with the students, and we have some of the youth here that I'm so very proud of. So everybody, you know, everybody that's standing up to do the right thing. You know, we have to move from living in the shadows of fears and start carrying the banner of pride of who we are as individuals, as Americans, to start carrying that banner of marriage equality throughout this country, to make sure that all of our voices are heard. And because of that, I want to thank you so much for what you do. Thank you so much. You know, this is a place where we are really expressing our values today, that we are absolutely against any form of discrimination. It doesn't matter what color, what language, what your country of origin. Everybody deserves the right to love the person that they want to love. That is a fundamental essence of who we are. That is a fundamental human need that we have in our, from the time beginning. And so I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And we need to carry this further. This is a very historic moment, not only for us here in Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley, but throughout our country. This is a very historic moment because, as you see, the movement of respect and understanding and coming together as a community is really moving far from here, the desert, and all the way through all the different corners of this great country. And you will see allies in so many different places, all the way from Coachella to Hemet to Blythe to San Jacinto, Hemet, because we're tired. We're tired of people being treated like second-class citizens. And this is the moment that we are to inform everybody, to yell it from the treetops, the mountaintops, from the Arsal Sea, from the Santa Rosa Mountains, wherever. But this is a place to say that discrimination is not tolerated here, not now, not ever. And this will never go away. And that we are building the societies, we are building the infrastructure of understanding, we are building the infrastructures of respect, one person at a time, with true understanding, with true respect for each other and humans, and the potential that we can come together as a community like this, with no fear, with complete pride, with complete understanding, and break down those barriers that prevent us from understanding, from prevent us from moving forward as a community. And I want you to know that I carry your voice in D.C. and everywhere I go. And I want you to know that I absolutely respect everything that you have done in creating a better Coachella Valley for all of us. To make sure that our children are not bullied. To make sure that our parents continue to love their children. To make sure that every voice is heard from the Psalm City down to Blythe and Hammett. To make sure that all of us deserve the right to marry and to love the person that we love. So thank you very much, guys.
You know, tomorrow the Supreme Court will be hearing arguments regarding the Defense of Marriage Act, which we all hope we can defend true marriage. But what happens if things don't go our way in a few months? What happens if we find out that the Supreme Court has ruled against us? We keep fighting, and we tell our stories. We continue to have conversations to be recognized. I work for a local nonprofit, and most of the clients are seniors. And one of my coworkers says, "Wow, the term wife just rolls off your tongue so easily." And she said, "Do you ever get any negative feedback?" And I said, "No. Since I've been married, or since I've been partnered with my who's now my wife, I've never heard one person say a negative comment to me about my spouse." And she said, "Well, one thing is, I noticed that every time we teach together, you always talk about your wife with such love and respect that I don't think anybody would have the guts to challenge you." But the other thing that we need to do is make connections. So we need to work together, not just on marriage, but we need to work for immigrant rights. We need to work to defend the Voting Rights Act. We need to work together as a community for workers to have justice in this country and so that we can all achieve our goals. I am very hopeful. You know, the new poll just came out that said that 81% of people between the ages of 18 and 29 are in favor of marriage for same-sex couples. 81%. So you know we've come a long way. I remember the heartbreak since 2004 when the first proposition passed in California and then Prop 8. But we are hopeful and we will work for our rights.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. I don't even want to think about what she said about this not working in June. Because they are going to close down... Oh, you know, this is a surprise. We're going to close down Palm Canyon Drive when we win that thing. In this Park. Ginny just nodded. It's okay. We got your back. We got your back. Thank you. Okay, so I want to introduce you now to a really amazing, which is an overused term, fabulous, incredible family. And they are the Signorets. I met them a long time ago when I was still at the Auto Club and I was planning trips for them. I'm just going to let you hear their story because they founded an organization called For the Children, which helps people adopt. Helps people adopt. And you will see from what happens here is they're still doing this, but they really focus on helping LGBT people adopt. So it is an amazing group, and I am very proud that they were able to come here tonight to talk to you. So I'll let them get organized.
Hi, good evening. I think we need another truck just to get us all up here. And we actually have one down here, but he didn't want to come on up. But I won't put Renee on the spot. I would never embarrass her. There you go. Okay. But first of all, I'm going to have my wife speak in just a moment, but really she is the heart and soul of For the Children Association. And as George was mentioning, just the hard work that she's done in helping many same-sex couples adopt children and the causes that she's done. And I got to say, she's really turned me around. Hold on, Jordan. You'll speak in just a second. Hold on. But I grew up in Mexico City, and obviously with a strong Catholic influence and very conservative. Yes, okay, sorry. But really what made a big difference for me is the work that my wife has done. And really seeing the number of gay couples and families that open their doors to children in this valley and gave them the loving homes that they definitely deserve. And those kids, without them, who knows where they would be. And that really changed everything for me. And it really opened up the eyes as to everybody deserves the right to marry. Everybody deserves the right to have a wonderful family. And when I hear people talk about how this movement was going to change the essential fabric of our society, well, I agree. It's going to change it for the better. I think it's going to make a huge difference. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to my wife. Did I say it all? Did I steal your thunder? That was not my intent. I'm sorry. But also, our kids have plenty to say as well. So we're going to start with Juliet. Juliet, come on up here.
Go ahead. Hi, I'm Juliet Singeray, and I support gay marriage because I have lots of gay uncles and lesbian aunts, and I think they should have the right to marry whoever they love. Out there, and their name is Uncle Tony and Uncle Eric. And if they think that they are good for each other, and if they think that they should get married, then they should, because it's their business, not other people's business. And I love them. Jonathan Singleray, and I think gay people should get married because I have two uncles that live together and they adopt kids and they're gay and they got married together, and I think because it's all about their life, not anybody else's, and that's how God made them.
Okay, well, you've heard from my husband, you've heard from the kids. For the children, it's a major supporter of gay and lesbian families. We have many in our group where kids have been turned away by other families. Our extended family members have opened their homes. So let's fight for this. If it doesn't happen right now, which I'm hoping it will, and I'm sure it will, then maybe if we teach our children what it's all about, when they grow up, they'll know to make the right decisions for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Would the Gay Straight Alliance speakers come forward? Oh, here they come. Okay.
You know, they didn't include a poll of the under 18, but I think we will have more support even then. So we have a few speakers from the Gay Straight Alliance who are going to be coming up. They will be introducing each other. So I'm not sure who is starting first.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jorge Barajas, and I am a senior at Coachella Valley High School. Thank you. I'll try to keep this as short as possible because I'm incredibly nervous. I remember my first boyfriend was in my sophomore year of high school. We would display our affection to each other like any other couple at school, and it felt liberating that our peers accepted it. It was not until a particular security guard confronted me about my relationship and said she wasn't running a circus and that she didn't want to see us anymore together was when I stopped. In fear of getting in trouble, I bit my tongue and went to class. I regret to this day not speaking up against her intolerance. I'm here today to stand up for equality, because everyone has the right to be happy, and everyone should have the freedom to marry whomever they choose. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for supporting equality and ultimately a brighter future for all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Manassas Hernandez. I'm 23 years old. I'm 23 years old, and I'm attending College of the Desert, and I'm a member of the GSA there. I came out to my family December of last year, and I wish I could say it went better, but life is a work in progress. And oh God, I'm so nervous.
That's great, baby.
And I I remember being scared coming out to my dad because he had high expectations for me, and one of them was being getting married. But in the state of California, we can't get married.
Yes.
Yeah. But right now, there is a chance for that to change. You know, Confucius once said, in education, there is no class distinctions. But I like to think that in love, there is no class distinctions either. I cannot help who I fall in love with just as anyone else, but I would never deny others the right to be who they love. And neither should that right be taken away from me or everyone else. You love who you love, and that's why it's important to have this right. You know, they say that that same-sex marriage will ruin the sanctity of family and marriage, but I was taught that love is the sanctity of love and marriage, of family and marriage, and I just want that opportunity to honor that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is John Zapata, and I'm the Vice President for the GSA College of the Desert.
Hey John!
I came here today speaking, not being out to my parents, but still having a voice, because it shouldn't matter, it shouldn't stop you from doing something so important like this and showing your support, even if you're not out. You shouldn't be afraid of doing what you do. Don't let anything stop you. Be your own voice, because you do have a voice. I'm only 18 years old, and I'm here to thank all the people before me, because without you, I wouldn't be here standing, having the rights that I do, being able to express myself the way I do without you. You guys are the ones who paved the road for us, and I'd just like to thank you for it. Thank you.
Gay Straight Alliance Club people are absolute angels and incredible to my life. I love them all. However, this is Alma. Alma is the president of the Cathedral City High School Gay Straight Alliance. But what she also did recently was when the issue of marriage equality came as a resolution to the Cathedral City Council, she spoke to it from the point of the high school to the council people, and you probably heard that we won that one too, of course, and this was one of the reasons. So thank you, Alma.
Thank you, John. Well, he already introduced me, so I need no introduction. I'm 17 years old, senior at Cathedral City High School, president of the GSA. And I have a little speech for you today. Hopefully you will lend an ear. Thank you. For as long as I can remember, I have learned in grade school history classes about the various waves of immigrants coming from all over the world to the United States. People of all ages, all social classes, all races came seeking a place where they would have an equal opportunity to succeed. For them, and for me, and for the millions of people across the country eagerly waiting to know the future of our nation today, that is the key word. Equal. This country was founded on many principles of freedom and strength, and among them was equality of opportunity. And here we are today, 237 years after its founding, 44 years after the Stonewall riots, 35 years after the assassination of Harvey Milk, thousands of LGBT hate crime victims and hundreds of activist groups later, finally hearing the Supreme Court's ruling that will determine the legality of same-sex marriage and the equality of its constituents. I stand not only for the love and the devotion in these relationships, not only for the support groups that homophobic violence has created, not only for the ethical treatment of our friends, families, neighbors, and communities, but also for the right that we be treated just as every other heterosexual individual and couple that the law already acknowledges. That we stop the distinction between them and us and understand that there need be no difference between gay and straight in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of society, and if you would like, in the eyes of any higher power. I am here because I fight not for a privilege or a gift, but for a simple human right people all over the world have been enjoying for thousands of years. In the words of Rachel Maddow, here's the thing about rights. They're not actually supposed to be voted on. That's why they're called rights. Thank you.
When the oral arguments were heard regarding sexual relationships between lesbians and gays. In 13 states, it was illegal. So we have come a long way, but we have much more to do. Our next speakers are Catherine Forrest and her partner, Joe, and she'll introduce her last name. Catherine is best known for extensive writings and novels. If you remember Curious Wine, her lesbian police detective, Kate Della Hatfield, many of us read about. And I'm going to give it to Catherine and Joe.
Thank you.
And they now live in Cathedral City.
My brothers and sisters, I am 74 years old, and on this momentous day in the history of our community, I speak on behalf of my generation. My generation was told, because of our sexual orientation, that we were criminals, that we were mentally ill. We were thrown out of our families. We were thrown out of our churches. We were thrown out of our jobs. We were thrown out of the military. We were forced into therapy to be cured. We were institutionalized. We were beaten and killed on the streets of our cities. Until we said no. Until we said no at Stonewall. Until we said no in San Francisco, until we said no in cities and towns all over our country. We came out of our closets, and many of you here tonight have paid a very heavy price for your courage and leading us out of our closets. We showed our faces to America. We said, look at us. Look at us. We are your sons and daughters. We are your brothers and sisters. We are your mothers and fathers. Who we are has never been our problem. Who we are has always and ever been your problem. We have the right to be treated equally under the laws of our country. We all deserve the right to marry. Because we showed our faces to our country, this day has arrived. No matter what those nine people on the Supreme Court decide, our country has looked into our faces and our country has decided. My brothers and sisters, we have won our country. We have won our war.
On the 15th of July in 2008, I got to marry this woman. And the person that married Meredith was the then Justice Marino of the California Supreme Court. And the single yes vote. And it was the happiest day of my life. And the only thing that will eclipse the happiness I felt that day is when everybody gets to be that happy. And I won't stop until we all do. Thank you.
Our final speaker is about to bring us to a rousing close. I suspect many folks know Reverend Kevin Johnson from the Bloom in the Desert, which is one of the largest affirming congregations in Southern California, which is a nice coincidence since we have now the largest rally crowd in Southern California. From this point of view, we're right about 800, which is twice of what Los Angeles has. Perspective, the fight for marriage equality is a struggle that has many interfaith persons with us, not against us. And the time has arrived that religious arguments against marriage equality are heard for what they are, hollow and fake. This morning in Washington, D.C., an interfaith prayer service heard from a national church executive in the United Church of Christ the words I give you now. Maybe at a wedding sometime, you heard a Bible reading from the so-called love chapter. Here is a paraphrase that is right for this day. If I speak like I know everything, like the world revolves around me, but I don't love, I am nothing but a fool at a microphone. If I talk the scriptures and preach better than all the other preachers and get everybody and their sister coming back to church, but I don't embrace love, then I am just a silly dude in a funny outfit. If I give away all the best stuff and have all the Rev this and Doctor that's in front of my name, but I cannot recognize love, then I haven't learned a thing. Because love, she is amazing. Love is relentless. Love is extra generous. Love looks out for the interests of other people, not just one's own self. Love doesn't reserve rights and privileges just for some. Love doesn't promote hierarchies at the expense of equality. But love just doesn't think that way. Love doesn't work that way. Love doesn't hurt people. And love never leaves people out. Love goes all the way. Love removes every obstacle. Love appeals to the highest court in the land when necessary. Love gets up really early in the morning after having stayed up really late the night before. That's how love is. Love always does the right thing, even when it's hard. Love is fair and just, extravagant and wasteful. Love can never be depleted. Now, as for long speeches and oral arguments and amicus briefs, they'll play themselves out. And the fanatics will cry, surely the world will come to an end. And they, too, have their rights. But your loved ones embrace at the end of a hard day, the dreams you share, the plans you made, the inside jokes, the kisses goodnight, till death you do part, that will never pass away. When I was a scared, uncertain, disempowered gay person, I thought and reasoned like a scared, uncertain, disempowered gay person. I thought this day would never come. But now I've put all that behind me, every limiting thought. Yes, we see through murky waters. We're trying to discern the 5-4, the 6-3, the 9-0 scenario. But the day is surely coming when we will be seen and see each other as God sees us through love, because God is love. We have lots of things to sustain us in this life. There's that quirky optimism that with God, all things work together for good. And there's always hope. And hope never disappoints. And that's all nice. But most importantly, we've got this big, expansive, inclusive love. Love! And isn't that the greatest thing? Isn't it? Always choose to go with love. Si se puede. Yes, we can. Amen. I am so thrilled that you're all here. What an amazing place the Coachella Valley is. Who our representatives are, who our business leaders are, and all of us who have worked so hard for this. And 700 to 800 people showing up to tell the folks in Washington, D.C. about all of our support from everyone is just amazing. So thank you again. Yes, stay close to your phones in June. We will be closing streets in Palm Springs in celebration, and some of the rest of the Coachella Valley as well. So thank you again.
The Supreme Court and Marriage Equality, an historic rally flashback. I hope you have enjoyed a return to this rally. It certainly puts things in context in terms of what we're facing today. And I want to invite you to continue to tune in to Nicholas Snow Live as I bring you really fascinating interviews going forth.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.